Talk about preserve and preservation and Mother's Day, as Chips Ahoy decided Mother's Day wasn't about mothers anymore. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the demeaning of motherhood. We're going to talk about some other things regarding motherhood. And we were supposed to hear from Tom Dolder and from VacuPacky, the brand new sponsor of the show. We had phone problems last week, and it looks like we're going to have different types of technical problems this week. So I'm going to put Tom on hold, and we will bring him back probably Friday. We'll have him back on Friday so we can do that again. And but we have guests lined up all week. Tomorrow we have Daniel Turner. We're very excited to have him in office. He will be right here in the studio. You get to see him. If you haven't already seen him on Tucker Carlson, you will see him on CSC Talk Radio. And we're all going to go out to dinner together and have a good time. And if it's the first time we've seen each other face-to-face, then we will have Melody Cedarstrom with us on Wednesday, and Greg Owens will be with us on Thursday. You know, my sponsors are extremely important to keeping the show on the air, and I have promised you that I would bring you Made in America products. VacuPack is not exactly a Made in America product, but it is an American product, and Tom Dolder is takes care of everything, including fixing. If you ever have a break or need a part replaced, all things usually do. Nothing lasts forever. And he's been doing this for I don't know how long, well over 20 or 30 years, I do believe. And VacuPack is an important product. You can use it at home to seal up things you need to protect and preserve. But right now we're going to talk about here, as soon as we get things fixed on the air, we're going to talk about protecting and preserving the American family, the American Constitution. What is it that the left has in their head that they just can't wait to destroy this nation? It's a puzzle to me. I don't comprehend it. I cannot even put my head around it. But the Equality Act will be anything but equality for women. Women are losing their rights under this leftist, I don't know what you call it, push for power. So they're taking away women's rights, and it's just plain and simple. It's not going to affect the men. It's affecting the women. And I saw an interesting show last night. I cannot remember her name. She's on Fox. She's on Fox Nation, which I have not subscribed to just yet. But they had mothers on as just a round table of mothers. They were sitting around. Many of them, all of them were Trump supporters, and they were talking about that, being a Trump supporter. So we will be talking about that here in just a little bit as soon as we get things fixed.
Who would think that the feminist movement would open new doors for men?
Well, I've always opened doors for people and held doors open for people. It's just something that is, I think, just common courtesy that you do that. So we are out on the air right now, but we are having to work on some other things. So I'm going to let my stations know we have had problems, that we're going to get that fixed right away. It was just a Monday thing. It's a Monday thing. But I want to go get on to my monologue then. Protect and preserve, or preserve and preservation. So I went to the good old Webster. Actually, it was Merriam-Webster's dictionary. To keep safe from injury, harm, or destruction. To protect. It's got it all in caps. Protect. To keep alive, intact, or free from decay, to maintain, to keep or save from decomposition, to can, to pickle, or similarly prepare for future use, to keep up and reserve for personal and special use. You know, I liked the word decomposition, because it seemed to me that we are decomposing as a nation. At least the families are. I had an article here that I saw just this morning that really disturbed me. And it is Chips Ahoy. Chips Ahoy celebrated Mother's Day with a drag queen. And their comment was, Happy Mother's Day to your moms, your drag queens, and everyone who celebrates you being you. Mother's Day isn't about celebrating you. Do you know that? Mother's Day is to celebrate mothers. Not every female is a mother, whether it's by her choice or just didn't happen that way. Not everyone is a mother. Now, there are mothers that didn't give birth, that's for sure. But not everyone is a mother, and a drag queen is not a mother. He can't be a mother. But you see what they're doing to the American family? How they're tearing it down, demeaning motherhood, demeaning fatherhood. The sitcoms go crazy on fathers. They're the bumbling idiots that just sit in front of the TV and drink beer and don't know anything that's going on in the world or in the family. Well, that wasn't my dad. And that wasn't my husband. He didn't do that. It's teamwork. We have Father's Day. We have Mother's Day. We don't have Drag Queen Day that I know of. And I would recommend, you know, no more Chips Ahoy in my house. If that's the way they're going to treat families. It just amazes me that we put up with this. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think we've got our technical problems fixed. I hear music. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve... We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to bring Tom Dolder on with VacuPack. Tom, I just want you to know, you've seen those old TV commercials with the two birds up on the wire, and it says, it's not you, it's not me, it must be them. So we're going to blame the birds on the wire that we keep having problems here. Actually, we put in a new piece of equipment, and we're just trying to get it all refined, and it's Monday. So I apologize once again to you, but I thank you so much for being patient with us and hanging in there. I wanted to talk about VacuPack again today because we had some technical issues last week, and that was a delay that made me I had trouble hearing everyone because there was such a delay and we were talking on top of each other, and so I wanted to do a little better job today, and I hope we get that done. But VacuPack has been around a long time. Tom, how long have you been with VacuPack? How long have you had this product?
Oh, Vacuum Packers for me started about 1984.
1984, okay.
So that's been a couple of years.
It's been a couple of years, you know. You graduated high school. By that time, yeah, that's been a little while. That's a long run. That's pretty good. That's a good standing.
They've been good to me.
Yeah, and they're a good product. That's mm-hmm. what makes them good to you. I mean, when you've got a good product and it sells, you've got something good going on, and it's you know, we talked about the different things that you can do with VacuPack last week, and to think outside the box. It's not just about preserving your food, however. That is a big issue in today's world. If you can buy things on sale and save money and then VacuPack it up and keep it fresh for a lot longer time than just throwing it in the freezer as is.
Generally about 2 and 3 times longer. So, you know, stuff that lasted for a week will keep around for about 3 weeks. So,
yeah.
And of course, anything you put in your freezer is kind of there till you get around to using it.
Okay. Yeah, it'll keep lots longer than 3 weeks in the freezer.
A lot longer.
But even when you're traveling, you know, and people are getting into the vacation season, my husband asked our granddaughter Saturday night, how many days you got left? 7. She was counting them. 7 days left of school. So people will be traveling and taking food with them on the road and that kind of thing, and you can VacuPack that or VacuPack items you don't want to get wet. Just vacuum, you know, pack anything that you need to preserve or protect. And you had mentioned the silver, and, you know, we have a gold and silver sponsor, and she recommends everyone stock up on their silver and have that in their portfolio. And what a better way to keep that fresh, so to speak, from tarnish than to VacuPack it.
That's a perfect way to do it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll just put it in a vacuum-sealed bag and put it in a bucket and you'd be surprised, you know, just do a little bit here, a little bit there, it adds up.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about buying things ahead, like rice and that kind of, you know, when you get it in bulk. And there are a lot of those places where you can buy things in bulk and then just vacuum pack it up, and it keeps a lot fresher, a lot longer. You know, I raised a big family, so I had to buy things in bulk. They were usually gone pretty quick, though. It's bulk for everybody else. For me, it was just 1 week. But you know, we did have to buy a lot of things in bulk. And, you know, I think of beans. We had beans quite a bit. And rice, we did do that. And other things that we bought ahead, macaroni. All those things that will keep so much longer if you put them, if you vacuum pack them. Because they don't come vacuum packed.
Nope, they don't. And if you, you know, and vacuum packing has always been about portion control. So if you can put it into usable size portions, then the stuff that you start with is fresh. So you get to the end of that bag.
You just need one serving or two servings, depending on what you've backed up, you know, at a time.
You got it.
Well, I wanted to talk about what it actually does when it vacuum packs it up, because it actually keeps the oxygen away from the item. So whether it's food, whether it's silver or some other kind of something that you don't want it to go bad or tarnish, let's talk a little bit about the science of it.
Well, the you know, oxygen is what pretty well destroys almost anything, from, you know, metal rusts, and that's a function of oxygen and moisture. And the same thing, oils get rancid with, and they don't go rancid when you expose them, when you don't expose them to air. So, I mean, the whole thing stays a lot fresher, a lot longer.
Absolutely. I want to give your phone number. It's 1-800-227-3769. That's 1-800-227-3769. We're entering, it's not quite there, but we're entering strawberry season. And everybody goes crazy about strawberries and blackberries in this time of the year. And those are perfect items to vacuum pack. Am I correct about that?
You are. And they freeze beautifully. And a lot of the softer fruits, if you want them to still look like berries, you should freeze them first before you put them into a bag.
Oh, okay.
And then you can make it, and then they'll hold their shape better.
Okay. Well, that's a good clue.
Or if you're just going to make jam with them, it really doesn't matter. Throw them in a bag and suck them up, seal them, and put them in the freezer.
Well, I have a recipe for frozen strawberry jam that is an excellent, excellent a jam. I haven't made it in years, but it didn't last very long when I made it. The kids ate it up pretty fast. But you could put it on ice cream. You could put it on a sandwich. You could just do it as a topping on a cake or whatever you wanted. I mean, it was just it's just absolutely delicious, and it kept that color. And it would even be better if it was vacuum packed. I didn't have that back in those days. That was a long, long time ago. That is something that is coming up, is the berry and strawberry season and blackberry season. And those are always pretty precious when those fruits come first, you know, in the season. So everybody enjoys those on ice cream or in cobblers or pies or whatever. So vacuum pack.
Anywhere you can get them.
Anywhere.
They do taste better.
Yes, and we're going to give you your website, too. It's vacupack.com, and that is V-A-C-U-Pack, P-A-C-K.com. We also have a link to your website on my page. We did that the first time you and I spoke. We went ahead and put that up, and it is VacuPack, and you just click on that. Go to my website. It's right there on the front page, and click on that. It'll take you right to Tom's website of vacupack.com. And I appreciate so much what you're doing. And I said last week when we spoke, it was a little nostalgia because he was with Derry Brownfield when I was working. I was just Derry Brownfield's Girl Friday, doing all the running around and chasing for him. But I remembered your name and your product from back then. So we had a little nostalgia.
That does a lot. That's been quite a while.
It has been a long time ago. Yep, I worked for Derry for 15 years, a little more, and it was a different job from what I'd ever had. If you'd have told me 30 years ago I'd be doing radio, I'd have laughed at you. But here I am doing radio. We celebrated Mother's Day over the weekend, and I'm sure mothers received a lot of things that maybe they would like to preserve and protect, and VacuPack is the way to do that. So I'm going to encourage everyone to go to VacuPack.com. That's VacuPack.com. 1-800-227-3769. That's 1-800-227-3769. Anything new you can tell us, Tom?
Oh, just over the weekend, I went halibut fishing.
Ooh.
That was fun.
Did you catch anything?
We got, actually, we spent all day and got one fish, but it was about a 70-pound fish, so that was a pretty good-sized little halibut.
So how did you go ahead and keep it and fry
it
up?
Oh, yeah, we filleted it up and put it into vacuum bags and sucked it up and sealed it the same day. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Now we've got a bunch of halibut.
And you got fish for a while, huh? 70 pounds of fish, how much does that make? How many meals will that?
Probably what, about 20 pounds, so we got about 50 pounds of fish out of it. So
amazing.
It was worth the trip.
Amazing. Now, will you grill that up or fry it up or bake it or a little of all?
You know, halibut is one of those things where if you overcook it, it turns a little rubbery, but, you know, you can put it into a deep fryer with some breading on it. You can make halibut fish and chips. You can just grill it. You can put it on a barbecue. You can, I mean, it's just food.
It sounds like you're going to go fishing again, I bet.
Being in this industry, I have a few friends left over from selling vacuum packers, and most of them have boats, and they all think I should go fishing once in a while. So.
I bet you made lots of friends through the years with vacuum pack. I appreciate it, Tom. We're going to let you go. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. We'll bring you back on again and try to get these folks realizing that they need the vacuum pack. You need to protect and preserve. 1-800-227-3769. You pick up the phone, you call Tom, and have a little chat. Maybe he'll talk fishing with you. Thank you, Tom. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $750 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. I have a deep, deep concern in this nation about family. And that's truly why I am still here. Because I believe weak families make a weak nation. And the Democrat Party or the lefts, whatever you want to call them, they are constantly pushing policies and ideals and goofy language and goofy ideas that do nothing but tear down this nation, demean and tear down the family unit, ordained by God, destroyed by the Democrats. Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of companies that have forgotten who it is that buys their cookies, who it is that buys their cereal, and they're constantly digging at the family, destroying and demeaning fatherhood and motherhood. Yesterday was Mother's Day, and I pray that most of you who are mothers out there had a good day. I pray that all of you did, not just most of you. But Chips Ahoy, they celebrated Mother's Day by posting a video of a drag queen. And the video said, and I don't know who this drag queen is, Vanessa Vangie, I don't know what her who she is. He is. He never gave birth, okay? Happy Mother's Day to your moms, your drag queens, and everyone who celebrates you being you, and the last you in all caps. Mothers and fathers, the family unit, they're there to raise the children, to be strong. We want them to be themselves, but we also want them to know who they are. You know, when you're a child, you pretend a lot of things. When you're adult, reality takes place. What a demeaning video, demeaning to mothers and Mother's Day, Chips Ahoy presented to this nation. So moms, when you're not baking them chocolate chip cookies, go buy them somewhere else. Don't get Chips Ahoy. Because they don't like family. And they apparently don't think mothers are worth much. But they want you to buy their cookies. They got their little drag queen. I don't know if you can see that on Facebook or not. I think I posted the article on Facebook. So we have drag queens. Chips Ahoy drag queens. You see where I'm going with this? You see how demeaning that is to motherhood? Mother's Day is about mothers. You can be a mother without giving birth. There is no doubt about that. but it's about a woman who takes the time in her life to raise children. Children who will be healthy mentally, physically, become good citizens of their communities and their country, who will be good mothers, who will be good fathers, who will be good husbands, who will be good wives to their families, to their spouses, to their children, who know what it is to provide for a family. But the Democrat Party, or those on the left that constantly push Planned Parenthood and the alternative sexual lifestyles, now claim that you... I mean, they were mad. They were mad at the royal family a week ago when they had their little baby boy because they said it was a boy. He didn't have a chance to decide what he was going to be. Well, let's go back to science class. There's an X and there's a Y. And that's the truth of it. You can pretend, you can dress up like a female. That doesn't make you a female. When I put boy clothes on, that does not make me a boy. And I can act tough, but that doesn't necessarily make me tough. Although I think I am pretty tough. My boys might say something else about that, but... The Equality Act, Nancy Pelosi is pushing, again, is an attack on the family. It's another time when she is going to capture the children. Capture the children. Do you really want Nancy Pelosi to capture your children? I don't. So now we have, and it's going to get worse if they push this Equality Act. It's already happening in many places. From kindergarten on, they're teaching things children don't need to know about. The purpose of school is to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, not sexual orientation. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. I'm not sorry. I want you to know the truth. It says in this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. The Equality Act could impose left-wing LGBT curriculum on the whole nation. It says if Democrats' priority legislation becomes law, public schools could be forced to include discussions about transgenderism in math and history classes for elementary school students. I'm sure they've taken George Washington out from when he drummed certain people out of camp. The Equality Act, if passed and signed into law, would add gender identity and sexual orientation to the list of classes, race, color, religion, sex, and national origin protected in the Civil Rights Act. Those things are already protected. But again, these are not things that should be taught in the public school system. Obviously, we have race. We have people of color. All different colors. I don't want the school teaching religion. I don't want them teaching much of anything outside of reading, writing, arithmetic. They obviously gave up history. It says a variety of Supreme Court cases, including Meyer versus Nebraska and Pierce versus Society of Sisters, affirm the rights of parents to control their child's education. But if the Equality Act would create precedent for federal courts to require curriculum celebrating lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual orientations, this would change completely. And it would advance the radical LGBT agenda It wouldn't apply just to sex education classes, but subjects such as history and science as well. Science. How could they possibly put it into science? Come on. This is the tearing down of the family. Plain and simple. Strong families make a strong nation. Weak families make a weak and decrepit nation. And not a nation under God. We're going into the break. I'm not going to take calls today because of the issues we've been having online. So, stay tuned. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. The demeaning of the family, the demeaning of motherhood, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese. Lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair servicing and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-978. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. And we have returned to listening to PSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. I have a problem with Chips Ahoy this morning. Yeah, I used to buy those cookies. I won't anymore. I will demand the man that buys the cookies at the house stop buying them. It's ridiculous what's going on. And if you choose to be a drag queen, I suppose that's your choice. But sweetie pie, you ain't a mama. That's just the truth of it. You're not a mama. You're a drag queen. You can be a daddy, I guess, but you're not a mama. The breaking down of the family is a serious, serious issue. So while we're talking about the Russians and China, which are serious, while we're there distracting you with that, they're implementing policies that'll destroy your family as Nancy Pelosi captures your children. Let me go back to beware the useful idiots. Are you a useful idiot? Sometimes I think I am. Sometimes I'm not so sure I'm useful. But the eight planks, the eight steps to a radical socialist government. It won't even be radical. I mean, it's radical because we don't like it. But to the socialist government is... On the eighth one, it's the sixth one. It's take control of what people read and listen to. This is education. Take control, capture to what children learn in school. So instead of learning about reading, writing, and arithmetic, instead of learning about history, they're teaching more about sexual education and not the X and Y, but the politically correct side of it, to make children more confused and make them more accepting. You know, family unit is important. And we have different styles of family in the nation. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not one that feels we should put others down. But motherhood and fatherhood are fairly simple. It's not simple to be one. Dr. Dobson? It's not, parenting isn't for cowards. And it's not. You know, I was laughing about, I've got a son that's going to graduate, and his wife is a professor, and she's going to be having her own graduation ceremony, not for her graduation, but for those who she has taught that will be graduating underneath her. And while that's going on, we're going to watch the children. And we were kind of laughing. He said he asked us if we thought we could do that. Well, yeah, that's no problem. And my husband said, yeah, and he mentions the older daughter, if she can behave herself. And I laughed and I said, I don't think she's the one we're going to have to worry about. It's that younger one that I think of. And my son said, yeah, she's able to open the doors now and she's all over the place, climbing all over everything and sneaking in and out of the house. You got to watch her. Parenting isn't for cowards, regardless of whether you're the father or the mother, regardless of whether you gave birth or adopted, regardless of whether you've had a family brought into your home. It's not for cowards. But the purpose of raising the children is so that they are healthy, wealthy, maybe not wealthy as in dollars, and wise. You want them to be strong individuals. You want them to be able to withstand the storms of life. You raise them to withstand the storms of life. You know, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a mommy just like Mama. I wanted to be a mommy. Then I became a mommy. And I became a mommy. 5 times I became a mommy. And I even had the pain of a miscarriage, losing a child. It isn't for cowards. And it's a 24/7, never stop. And I was reminded this morning that I'm still raising my children, even though they're still they're grown men and have their own children. You know, I can't be any prouder of them than I am when they're with their kids. And I see them. And I think they're a lot better than I was. The family unit in this nation is important. Be aware of what's going on in your school system. Talk to your school board. It's important who they are. Don't yell or scream at them. Just talk to them. What's in the curriculum? But if this act passes, this H.R. 5, for one thing, women, your rights are gone. They pretty much are now anyway, since they're letting transgenders into the female sports. Because they're whooping you. And you know why they're whooping you? Because they're not female. Doesn't matter how many surgeries they have. Doesn't matter how many wigs they wear. Or how many injections of hormones they have. They're still male. And you're still female. It's just the way it is. That's a fact of life. Now, if you have some kind of a different attitude that you want to be something different, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not in that position. But don't demean those. Don't belittle mothers and fathers who have chose that lifestyle. Don't demean those who have adopted because they're still parents. But to refer to motherhood as a drag queen is just, it's just wrong. I took it very personal. Very personal. Common sense and the family is important in a nation. So, I'm not asking you to hate anyone. I'm not asking you to belittle anyone. I'm telling you to respect. But I'm asking for the same thing. Motherhood. Mother's Day. Maybe it's all about Hallmark cards. I don't know. I never felt quite adequate for Mother's Day myself. Even though I had children, yeah, they all had the perfect little card versus, you know, this perfect little mom, and I was screaming and yelling at all my kids, trying to get them all herded to church on Sunday morning. It's up to, you know, it's really up to rule America, I think. We have got to stop being the unheard people and start speaking up for what is right to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.